or windowworld.com.
That's Windowworld.
Hey, Jim Huer here, and I want to tell you that nothing says summer in America more than baseball. Come out and see the Stars of Tomorrow play today in the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Association Youth All-Star Games on Sunday, August 4th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can see Senior Division Under 18 All-Star Games Monday, August the 5th at 6 p.m. All games will be hosted at T.R. Hughes Ballpark in O'Fallon, Missouri. For more information and schedules, visit slaba.net.
Come on, get out of the way!
Tired of wasting time in rush hour traffic every night? Just relax. And build up your target shooting skills. Head to Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton for happy hour weekday nights from 4 to 6 p.m. Rental guns are free and 20% off ammunition to use on the range. So stop by, unwind, and practice the zen of target shooting.
Honey, you seem so relaxed.
I went to happy hour at Metro Shooting Supplies.
Limited time only. See range for details.
BuyLearnShoot.com.
Hello?
This is Elmer, who's chasing a certain rabbit.
That Wesley Rabbit?
He should attend the Missouri Arms Collectors Association 75th Gun Show at Orlando, South St. Louis County. 4300 Hoffmeister Friday through Sunday, with hundreds of tables of guns, knives, military, and collectibles. Admission is $7. Children under 12 and MACA members are free.
Free?
Yes, free. I mean free. For directions, information, or tables, call 314-651-6025 or go to moarms.com, and you might be able to finally get that Wesley Rabbit.
Terrific.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois. Or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
The Chevy Model Year-End event is going on now at your local Chevrolet dealer. Their 2013 inventory is going fast. Visit your local Chevy dealer and drive away in your favorite Chevrolet today.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
and then. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
sex toys.
I'm sure your wife is happy to hear you talking like that, Paul Harris.
No, that's Paul Harvey.
What?
Harvey.
What is it?
Yeah, I don't think Angel.
Paul Harvey.
Paul never talked about angels.
No, you got that right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 5th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. This is their 71st year in business. 71 years. Or they've started their 72nd year. I think they just hit the 71 year. You know why? It doesn't matter. 71, 72, that's a long time. Long time to be in business, and lots and lots of satisfied customers. If you have heating and cooling, and you probably do, we'll talk after this.
Hey!
Hey!
No, hold on.
Ian, what was that?
Ian. Holy cow. What do you mean, Ian? What was that? You're the one that blurted out, hey, way too early.
She was enthusiastic.
I thought it was him.
No, it was you. It was your voice. Do we have to play it back for
you? I think we should play it back.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Let's go around the room. Who was it that jumped the gun?
I don't think I did.
I don't know. It wasn't me. Dan, was it you?
No, it
wasn't
me.
Well, let's see. Process of elimination. It's you, Holly. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, she's so nervous because it's really
good. That's what it is. She's a bundle of nerves.
Make
today.
It or break it. Am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? No. Based on that, no, you're not. Let's try it again with just her and see if she knows when to come in.
Hey!
No, Dan. Dan, what do you think the words just her mean?
Oh.
Holy cow, he might as well be blind.
Is he a bundle of nerves, too?
Yeah, what, are you nervous for her?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Let's try it one more time. Just Holly, then we'll all do it.
Okay.
Hey!
No.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? We'll just all do it and cover the mistakes and go right. ahead.
This will all be edited out.
Hey! Wow. And the first day she came in, I said, "Are you really blonde?" And she said, "Yeah." Well, I guess she is. She's proven it every day that goes by. The control board operator here, who never has bad timing, ever,
no,
is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k or other retirement plan, now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
All right. After 5 or 6 days to do it, still can't know when to jump in and doesn't have any sense of timing. Holly Meyer. Holly, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody, especially the blondes out there.
Oh, that's so nice. A sisterhood. Back from Santa Claus, Indiana, where he met the real Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yes. Dan Strauss. We'll hear more about that in a couple of minutes. In the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Oh, boy. Rat Boy's mad he's not speaking to Dan.
Well,
because he wanted to get a jump on this coming Christmas. You know how kids leave things for Santa.
Right.
And apparently Rat Boy gave Dan a piece, a piece of cheese to take to Santa, and Dan forgot to take it. Rat Boy doesn't think Santa's going to get him. It's just a mess. It's a mess. Give it up for Bruce Limperst in the All-Boy Orchestra. The greatest. Muhammad Ali used to be the greatest. Now it's Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra. We're brought to you by Matheny. Let me read you an email I got this morning. Now, first of all, understand, this guy wrote me an email telling me that he had had a heating and cooling company he worked with for 8 years or something. He said, but there's something about the last time they came out. He just didn't feel right about the way they treated him. So he said, I'm going to give Matheny a call. And I wrote him back and I said, please let me know how that goes. Well, here's the follow-up. Frank, I want to tell you about our visit by Matheny. It went very well. To review, our previous HVAC contractor. See, I just call it heating and cooling company. But if you want to be correct, it's HVAC. What does that stand for? Heating, ventilating, and cooling. Is that what
I think that's it.
A contractor came out on a scheduled service call. Everything was working fine. The technician for that other company said we needed $600 worth of Freon, which we got. And then the next day, we noticed our electronic air cleaner wasn't working. He actually feels that maybe they came out and tinkered.
Unplugged, maybe?
Mm-hmm. And don't think that doesn't happen.
No. We've seen that before on the, Dateline or whatever.
Yes. He says Matheny came out on Friday, was on time, and told us that if our air conditioner was completely empty, the charge would not be $600. But only 383 because it holds 4 pounds of refrigerant. So this other company charged almost twice what you could possibly have even put in the unit. So his suspicions were right. He goes on to say, the sales guy at Matheny is going to quote us a price on a new air cleaner, which we will be getting. It is nice to have a technician that just does what they do and isn't trying to sell you something every visit. We will be switching. Now, let me repeat this. This is after 8 years with another company. We will be switching to Matheny based on your recommendation and a great rating in Angie's List. Thank you for turning us on to Matheny. Charlie, thank you for the email. But I do want to say something about Angie's List. You folks need to be aware of the fact that I'm certainly glad that they have a favorable rating on Angie's List. But Angie's List, like a lot of other things, is not what it appears to be. I'm sure that when Angie's List started, it was supposed to be a great thing. Oh, here's a list of qualified, recommended. What a lot of you folks don't know is Angie's List is easy to sabotage. I have an advertiser that supports this show that got trashed on Angie's List, and it can be done by competitors. The other thing you may not know, did you guys know you pay to be on Angie's List?
I did not know
that. Yes, we do.
Yeah. Angie's List, you don't need Angie's List, okay? You don't need it. Like a lot of other things. The only, that, as far as I know, the only completely objective source, if you want to go read about products, and this is products more than companies, is Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports takes no advertising. You can't buy them off. You can't. They buy the products. If they do a report on a vacuum cleaner or a car, they go out and buy it, and then they run it through the mill. So I'm glad that he used Angie's List, but I've never once gone to Angie's List and wouldn't, because of some things that I know about how that stuff works. But I would like to think that if you hear us talking about a company or a product, that's all you need, because we will never knowingly send you to anybody who's going to rip you off. And we're proud to speak for Matheny Heating and Cooling. And they've been with us many, many years, and I hope it's many to come. As long as I sit here, I hope they're on here. And you're never going to need or want to call another company. Matheny Heating and Cooling, St. Louis and St. Charles counties, any make, any model, any size, commercial, residential, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Now, we didn't get to finish the Burke segment. Dan Strauss returned today from Santa Claus, Indiana. And Dan, you showed me his picture.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, that is the real Santa. Dan met the real.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people pretend to be Santa Claus.
Right.
And you kids listening, you need to know, as you get older, you're getting to be big boys and girls. Santa has helpers.
And that's only around Christmas. I mean, who would pretend to be Santa Claus in August?
Good point.
Yeah.
So if in August you meet the guy, he must be the real deal.
Oh,
who else would go through the heat of a beard and hair?
Really?
So, Dan, how was he? A nice guy?
Oh, he was a super nice guy. He even said he was AM and the PM.
Oh,
and
come on.
I recorded it.
You did?
I did record it, and I was going to put it up on YouTube so we can put it on our Facebook page. So, well, Santa Claus.
Something to look forward
to. Yeah.
So that will be up there eventually.
Yeah, we can
put
that up.
Now, I'm guessing up in the air with the sleigh, he gets great reception. He can listen to us.
Oh, he's tremendous reception, yeah. So and he has the KTRS app. He has a phone.
How about that? Santa Claus has the game. All right, so you went to Santa Claus, Indiana, and how did that go? Good trip?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It's like 3 hours from here. And we went to a place called Holiday World, which is a smaller version of Six Flags. They have the theme park, and then they have a water park in the middle of it. And each section, they have a Christmas section, Halloween section, 4th of July, and Thanksgiving. And they have roller coasters and all sorts of rides. And it's still a lot of fun. My daughter went there a couple of years ago for a choir competition.
But here's the weirdest part. Dan's telling me that Santa Claus, Indiana, is on the time zone line. So you literally can be across the street from somebody, and the time, let's say Holly lives across the street from me, right across the street. And I, hey, Holly, I know your husband's out of town. I'll come over tomorrow night at 7. She'd have to say 7 my time or your time.
Yeah.
Because 7 her time is 6 o'clock at my house across the street.
Santa Claus, Indiana, and Holiday World is in the central time zone. And then right down the road is Eastern time zone.
That is weird.
How does the...
An hour apart?
Yeah.
How
weird is that?
How does the local news work?
Wait a minute, hold it. Holly Blonde said...
What? She said?
She said, an hour apart? Yeah, that's how the time zone works. Yeah.
Sometimes it's an hour. It's 2 hours.
Well, that's two time zones, usually.
A lot of the news came out of Evansville, Indiana, which I believe is in central time zone.
So I'm sure the 10 o'clock news is it.
Is the 11 o'clock
news. 11 o'clock in some places. Or 9 o'clock.
We stayed in Jasper, which is the Eastern time zone. So we were trying to figure out, they said the pool closes at 10:30. So we're at Holiday World, and Holiday World actually closed at 9:30. So we're going, the pool's already closed.
So you could, not only you have to get in your car, you could walk, you could start walking. And you, let's say you leave at 8 o'clock, and you get across the street at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Or 7:02. You walk 2 minutes and it's 58 hours later or earlier.
Yeah.
Depending on which direction you're going. That's just weird.
Yeah. I asked some people that live there. I said, how do you work that out when you're going? Because literally when where we were staying 15 minutes down the road was the time change. And I said, how do you work that? She goes, well, we know that when we go to Evansville or something like that, we have to
You have to think in terms of their time.
Yeah.
You have to think in the terms of the time of the people you're going to make your reservation. Like if you call a restaurant and go, we need 6 o'clock reservation, even though it's 5 o'clock at your house, you talk to them in the terms based on where they sit. It's just weird, though.
And that's
just,
I would be late or early for everything.
Exactly. I don't know how you deal with it.
That would work out great in the morning if you were in the, you know, the Eastern time zone, because you get to go to work at,
later.
You get an extra hour of sleep because, instead of 8 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock
at
your house.
But you're going to lose on the other end.
Okay, then you get home.
Yeah. You leave your house. Okay. Let's say you're further east.
You have to be at work at 8. So you leave at 8:30, maybe your time.
Right.
And you get there
just before 8.
When you leave at 4, you get home and it's already 5:30.
We were talking to one of the guys.
You guys are making my head hurt.
It's weird.
We were talking to one of the guys at the hotel that worked at the hotel, and he lives in Jasper, which is in the Eastern time zone. And he said, oh, when I take my family to Holiday World, they open it at 9:30, so I know that we can leave at 10:30 and then get there
when it opens.
Yeah,
no, I'm with her. I'm getting the headache.
Opens.
Getting the headache thing.
Yeah, I'm like, good grief.
It's weird.
Wow.
There have to be so many appointments screwed up.
Oh yeah, so they're completely used to.
So what's the greatest thing that happened on the trip to Santa Claus, Indiana?
Meeting Santa Claus.
Well, how could anything be better?
Real
Santa Claus.
Did you go ahead and give him the list for Alyssa? And
I did. Alyssa actually got to talk to him. And
what does he say about this whole North Pole thing? That's just like you told me, that's just a work area.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said it's a big work area. It's like a big winter home for him.
Oh, okay, like some people have a summer home.
Yeah, he has a winter home, and it's pretty big, but he has a big workshop in there.
Do you meet his wife?
No, I didn't.
Does she stay up there? They're kind of separated?
Yeah.
He doesn't like to talk about that, I
mean. No. Yeah. They're kind of separated a little bit right now. But wow. Yeah, she's up there. She makes sure the elves are doing okay.
Did he address the whole elf thing? Are there elves?
Yeah, there are.
You know who, and man, he might not want me to talk about this, but who lives here, actually works here, who was an elf? John Beaver. Mini P.
Oh. Really?
He was an actual elf for Santa Claus, yeah.
Wow.
I hope he doesn't get mad. I don't know if he wants those. You ever see his toys at his
elf
house?
Elf cheeks.
Yeah.
That explains
you see
a lot.
The toys at his house?
No.
Holy cow, he's got a lot of toys.
Oh, and he can build it. He can build a mean toy, too.
Remember that time we were here, it was Christmas, and somebody forgot a gift, and he said, no, I'll be right back, I'll make one. And he went in the conference room, and he made it like a tractor.
I don't think he sounded like that.
He talked like, hey, I'll be right back.
Okay, he doesn't sound like that. We love you, Manny P.
It was fun, though. We did have one incident. We went to Shoney's. They have a breakfast. You know, they have the Continental Breakfast, and we always woke up too late for the thing. We woke up one day in time for it, but it ended at 9 o'clock, which ended at 8 o'clock our time. So I didn't reset my watch to Eastern time because we were 15 minutes down the road.
And headache again.
I know. So we'd get up and we'd walk down there and I'm like, well, it's not even 9 o'clock. No, it's 10 o'clock here. It's almost 10 o'clock. It's like, ugh. So we missed it. We did go to Shoney's right down the street, and we have a brunch right now, a buffet going, and so we went up and we ordered it, and they said if you get breakfast only, it's like $8.99. So we said we just want breakfast, so we went up, we got a plate, went back, we went to go get more, and they start taking the food away, and they said, well, brunch is over at 2. I'm like, it's only 1 o'clock.
No.
Not remember, here, Dan.
Remember the time zone thing? Yeah. It's 2 o'clock.
Who's on first?
You have 10 minutes to eat.
You know, I got mad at a hotel one time. They had to go. I thought they had Continental Breakfast. They had Town Car Breakfast.
Oh.
Lincoln Humor.
That's not as good.
The Lincoln Hotel.
Yeah.
Holly, you think that was funny? Did you like that? You did, didn't you? Yeah. I'll tell you, you signal me if you think something's funny, unbutton the button on your blouse, and that way I'll know you thought it was funny. Okay. Yep, she thought that was funny.
I did ride the Voyage roller coaster. It's like the longest and biggest roller coaster I've ever been on in my life.
No, thank you.
It was, and right when you thought it was going to end, it kept going.
Yeah.
And going and
on
going.
On purpose, or is it malfunctioning?
No, on purpose. It was just a long, long roller coaster.
I'll pass on that.
Oh, man.
A couple of quick things here. Friday, that outlet mall thing, I still cannot get over, and I don't want to offend anybody if you were in that traffic. More power to you. Some people like to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and fight a bunch of other people for a $25 gift card, and who am I to judge? But let me just say, you will never meet me there. Okay, I'm not going to be in that crowd of people just fighting thousands of other people to see what? A store that'll be there next week and the week after? And then yesterday, coming home, I'm driving down 70, headed east, okay? And the sunset is behind me. Spectacular. Did you see the sunset yesterday?
No.
It was unbelievable. Here's my question. Is there a way to tell a sunrise from a sunset if you're just looking at it, not knowing what direction you're looking?
Ooh.
I've thought about this before. This is the kind of
the time
crap
of day would
kind of
give it away.
No. You don't know the time of day. You're just looking at either a sunrise or a sunset. Let's say it's a picture. Now, how can you tell? Is there a way to tell?
I don't think there is.
I don't think there is either.
No.
You know, they can both be orange and beautiful and clouds and or no clouds. And that's the kind of
because
don't give me that. Well, if it starts sinking. No, I'm talking about just
a still picture.
Snapshot. Yeah. Instantaneous. Boom. Is it sunrise or sunset?
On our trips, I got up to take pictures of a sunrise when we were in Mexico.
Right. And then you don't remember if it was a sunset or a sunrise.
No, and I've taken pictures of sunsets.
And they look the same.
Yeah, and they do look the same.
I don't think there's a way to tell.
No.
If there is, I'd like to know what it is. Now, my wife and I went to breakfast because she refuses to cook for me. So we went to breakfast, as we do a lot, over the weekend. And I have three kids, and I know that teenagers are awkward, and I know that it's tough being a teenager. But you ever see other people's teenage kids, and they just appear really stupid to you, like they're either, they were drinking all night, or they're potheads or meth heads. There's people sitting next to us at the table, and the best way I can describe it is, it's like some Wayne's World or what was that other goofy Keanu, Bill and Ted. Yeah, this kid was just, he was just like whatever, like. And the waitress comes over. And I'm not making this up. Here's exactly what happened. He's sitting with his parents, and he doesn't want to be there. He's one of those kids. And the mom and dad order, and the waitress says, and young man, well, what would you like? And he's just kind of like in a stupor, and his dad says, son, what do you want for breakfast? Eggs. I'm not making this up. I'm right next to him. And the waitress says, well, how would you like your eggs? Here's what he said. I don't know. I don't know. And his dad says, son, tell her how you want your eggs. He said, I don't know. And she said, what would you like them? Scrambled? Or would you like them fried? If I'm making this up, I want a bolt of light. I want an electrical malfunction in the studio and a live hot electrical cable to fall down on my scrotum and burn it to a crisp. Here's what he said. She said, scrambled, fried. This kid said, whole.
Whole
eggs.
Whole.
And the waitress said, I'm sorry? You want a whole egg?
Yeah.
And even his dad said,
he says, you know, like, it's just like a whole egg. He meant like a boiled.
Yeah.
Oh, boiled.
He called it a whole egg. Wow. What a nitwit. I'm sitting there thinking, man, am I glad that's not my son. I'd be embarrassed.
So, like, these guys got together, you know, and, decided, hey, we're not doing nothing. Let's, like, make a country or something.
Eat a whole egg on some toast.
Like, he was stoned. I think he already had breakfast.
Hole in the bread.
Brownie.
Hey, that's what
he had for breakfast. And I saw a car with a sticker on the back window. It said, OMG. And then as you got closer, it said, Obama must go. Now, I have some advice for you folks who like to do political stickers. Don't do it. You're asking to get keyed.
No kidding.
No matter which party, you are asking for trouble. I would never put a political sticker on my
and
car.
And yeah, it's fine. You can have any opinion you want, but don't put a sticker on your car. What does that do?
Punched or something? And it could be either
way.
You could say, I love Obama. Somebody out there is going to go, oh, yeah, I'll show you.
I'm going to show you my opinion on my car.
Yeah. When you see this big long key scratch, you'll know what a party I'm with. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Poor Holly barely got to even talk today. Just say anything so you'll have talked today. So Frank, you're the greatest.
Thank you, Frank. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Let's feel better now. You have to say something. Would you record that?
I've got this whole list of stuff to talk about.
So there's tomorrow. Can you come back tomorrow?
I can.
Okay, there's tomorrow. We'll deal with it then. Now, this is an old joke. I'll dedicate it to Jose Hernandez because it's a tech joke. And it's a guy on a golf course, part of a foursome with his buddies. And as he steps up to the tee box, there's a little electronic sound. And his buddies look around because, you know, it's your cell phone on in the tee box. It's kind of rude. And he goes, man, I'm sorry, guys. Excuse me. And he looks at the palm of his hand. And just beneath the skin, he has had implanted LED lights, and it lights up a phone number, like a pager built under the skin of his hand. And his buddies go, what the heck? He goes, yeah, he says, I'm pretty high tech. I had a surgically implanted LED display. I'll call the number later. It's not that big a deal. Come on, let's go. Let me get teed off here. So he steps up again, addresses the ball. He's just getting ready to go into the backswing. He goes, I'm sorry, guys. Hang on. And he puts his thumb in his ear and sticks his little pinky finger out and talks into it. He goes, hey, I'm on the golf course. Can I call you back in a couple hours? Okay, that'd be great. Okay, Ted, thanks. And his buddies go, wait a minute. What was that? He said, I had a little speaker implanted in my thumb. And a little microphone implanted in the tip of my little finger. So I don't have to actually have a cell phone. I just hold my hand up to my, you know, my thumb to my ear and my little finger to my mouth. And it's actually a phone built into my skin. And these guys go, man, that's unbelievable. He says, I'm really sorry. I'll call that guy back. Okay, let's go. Let's play some golf. He says, I'm ready now. And he steps up and halfway through his backswing, these guys here. He goes, hang on. I got a fax coming in.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got a big problem if you're coming in on eastbound 70 because just after Lucas and Hunt, there was a multi-vehicle accident. When I flew over it about 10 minutes ago, only the right lane was getting through. I'm not sure how many mile of a jam it is, but you're backed up past the airport to Lindbergh. So what is that, maybe 8 miles? Pretty good jam up there. Now, westbound traffic is slowing down to take a look at that, and you're slow now from Kings Highway out through Lucas and Hunt. You're heavy again from 270 to the Blanchet Bridge, but after that, it's a pretty good run out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive, T.R. Hughes, and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. On the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 64 is just a little heavy again at Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're coming in on northbound 55 to the Poplar, you're slow north of Park. Southbound 270 still has stop-and-go traffic from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Also, because of this accident on eastbound 70, northbound 170, the normal slowdown from 70 up to airport or air flight, but the right lane is backing up midway between St. Charles Rock Road and Natural Bridge, trying to ramp on to eastbound 70. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart has 12-pack girls' Fruit of the Loom underwear for the price of $9 on rollback for $5.96. In fact, Walmart has Fruit of the Loom bonus packs for the whole family. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Remember how wonderful it would feel to soak in a jacuzzi hot tub with massaging jets of warm water, providing relaxing, bubbly pain relief? After you turn 65, you may have to give up doing some things, but enjoying a nice, soothing bath in a jacuzzi isn't one of them. Because now it's easier than ever to treat yourself to the soothing, massaging comfort of a bathtub-sized jacuzzi walk-in hot tub, right in your bathroom. For free information, call now 1-800-300-5182. Instead of worrying about falling in a slippery bathtub, with a jacuzzi walk-in hot tub, you can safely seat yourself in soothing, massaging luxury and relax as your aches, pains, and stress melt away. You can still enjoy a relaxing, pain-relieving soak in a jacuzzi tub safely and easily whenever you want. Call now for free information about a safe and soothing jacuzzi walk-in hot tub and see if you qualify for special savings. Call 1-800-300-5182. That's 1-800-300-5182.
Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the pair location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers, with two locations on Manchester Road in the Pear and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mauve and Hunter Green Carpeting.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all you West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal at the usual appliance stores or big box stores who claim to have the lowest price when in reality they all have the same? Appliance Discounters opened their largest showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right. West County shoppers can see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Appliance Discounters buys GE appliances by the truckload and then passes the savings on to you. And now, for a limited time, in addition to Appliance Discounters' already low prices, you can receive up to $750 in cash rebates direct from GE on select GE appliances. So if you're in the market for a brand new GE kitchen appliance, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we will prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings, hometown buying, Appliance Discounters is a place to shop for your next appliance.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. Do you know what AZEK is? Well, I discovered it's a great company that makes weather and insect-resistant decking, railings, trim pieces, and beautiful pavers. I discovered the AZEK products at Outdoor Living and found out they were building my new deck with them. The folks at Outdoor Living chose AZEK materials because of their beauty, color selection, durability, and ease of maintenance. Come spring, I just hose off my walkway and deck, and they're ready for the summer. Why not visit Outdoor Living? They're right there on Holmes Avenue at Big Bend and I-44. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or go to the website at OutdoorLivingInc.com. When you visit the showroom, you'll be able to see all the AZEK materials, and you'll soon learn why the folks at Outdoor Living just love them. So have Outdoor Living design your new deck, fence, or walkway. Beauty, value, and durability. That's what you'll find at the place that built my deck, Outdoor Living.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Let's go to Southern California. What do you say? Mike Evans, standing by with some stuff, courtesy of Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. I will be having dinner tomorrow night with Mr. Price and his beautiful, cute, funny wife, Candy, tomorrow night. I'll let you know how that goes. If I come back Wednesday and say, well, we're minus one advertiser, you know it didn't go very well. And that would have been because my wife embarrassed us, because that's what usually happens. You know, you've been around her. She's an embarrassment. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Here is Mike Evans.
Yo.
How you doing?
You know what? You had to fly me in for that dinner so I can have dinner with him and you. And then we'll go to a ball game.
That is a great idea.
That's right. The Dodgers are in town.
Well, I wish I had a little bit of notice.
Oh, man.
Well, we can still do it. Check
the schedule, will you?
Yeah. I'll buy the ticket and you just reimburse me.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Holly, say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Holly. Pop quiz question. As you know, Ellen DeGeneres.
No,
I think she's cute.
She's boyishly cute.
Yeah.
Like a cute boy.
We'll host the Oscars.
Good choice.
The question is who has had the highest ratings hosting the Oscars in the past? Was it Ellen DeGeneres, Billy Crystal, Seth MacFarlane, or Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin? They did it together. Answer in a minute. Oscar scoop. Here's another shocker for you. Expected to get an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Andrew Dice Clay for his part in the movie Blue Jasmine, the Woody Allen movie.
Did you see it?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. I don't get him.
I don't get him. Hey, TV news, if you like the movie Fargo.
Yes.
They're going to make a TV series from the movie.
That could work.
Yeah, they're not. So far, there's only one cast member, and it's not anybody who was in the movie itself. Only person cast for the TV show is one day late birthday boy, Billy Bob Thornton. Happy birthday to Dan, too. His
yeah,
birthday
yesterday. Yeah. Hey, the Frances McDormand, who was in Fargo, she's up there in age now. She probably wouldn't work as
I
a cast member.
I think she'd still do it, though.
Yeah, she was good.
I told you that ABC television show Would You Fall for That? Was just a horrible show. It was on Friday night. It drew a 0.9.
Yeah.
A 0.9.
Yeah.
Love Nugget, Britney Spears has become one of Hollywood's best moms. Spends almost every possible minute with her two sons this past weekend. Went to the Smurfs 2 premiere, the zoo, hosted a swimming party. Britney Spears. Very cool. Sports shorts. First NFL football game last night. How about them Cowboys?
I didn't see it.
No, Cowboys won. Of course, it's an NFL. It's a preseason game. Yeah. I put $100 down on the St. Louis Rams to go and win the Super Bowl.
Really?
Well, if they do, you're going to make a lot of money.
50-1.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next year will be the first year there will be a woman referee in the NFL. The first time a woman's ever been hired by the NFL to referee, her name is Sarah Thomas. She's an attorney from Phoenix, has been a college referee for 12 years. The NFL believes that it'll help women viewers. Women will tune in to watch her.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I think there should be a woman referee there.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to create more interest in women who are interested.
If anything, if she screws up, it'll be a glaring.
I think it will help a little bit.
Okay.
NFL rookies have to go through certain hazings.
Hmm.
Did you make our girl there do any hazings?
It's ongoing, yes. We're not finished with it yet.
We're not talking about
more hazing to come at 6 o'clock today.
Okay. Spotted at the San Diego Costco last Thursday. San Diego Charger rookie Manti Te'o.
Oh, boy.
With a huge shopping cart, buying thousands of dollars of snacks for his teammates. His teammates sent him to the Costco to buy snacks for the whole team. Word is that his girlfriend, they didn't see his girlfriend, though, was not with him, apparently.
That's not much of a hazing duty, buying snacks. When I think of hazing, I think of things humiliating.
That'd be
well, I don't
easy.
Think they go quite that far. They make him carry their pads and, you know, stuff like that. You could make Holly carry your microphone around.
Well, we've done some microphone carrying rehearsal techniques.
Yes, yeah.
And more to come at 6 o'clock. A special way to hold the mic so you don't break it.
Yeah. Eating the mic.
Yeah. You had to go there, didn't you?
I've got a lot of mic technique.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Mike Evans. What? He does not go for that stuff.
I don't go for that kind of stuff.
No,
I
don't. For that.
You guys are thinking something dirty. No, that's a technique where you get your mouth close to the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? What else does
nothing,
that mean?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Our minds went
30
there.
Seconds, Mr. Evans.
Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals for the next 4 days.
Right.
Exciting. Okay. Cardinals scored 44 runs in the last four games.
I know.
Of course, it's not against Dodger pitching. And finally.
No.
Well, and they needed to make up for that, what was it, seven-game losing streak or whatever they had? Yeah.
So who had the highest ratings hosting the Oscars? Ellen DeGeneres, Steve Martin, and Alec Baldwin together, Billy Crystal, or Seth MacFarlane?
Ladies first.
I'm going Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin.
That's what I'm going with.
Billy Crystal.
Now, some of these did it more than one. I'll go Billy Crystal.
Ellen got 39 million viewers. Billy Crystal, 40 million viewers. Seth MacFarlane, 40.5 million viewers. Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin, pay the lady, 41 million viewers.
Whoa!
Thank you.
Mike Evans, and what's up with them Dodgers?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
She's the only one that got it?
No, I got it.
No, Dan got it, but I'm the only one that got credit.
Okay, I want you in the rewards room at 6 o'clock receiving a reward for both you and Dan. I'll give you...
My reward, there, right?
Yes, yes, she gets both. So you can go
Sorry,
home.
Dan.
You can go home, Dan.
What kind of reward was I going
to
get?
Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. It's where, if my wife had the money, she'd bank. But she goes there and gets my money. My children all did bank there, but now one lives in California. So she took that banking business out there. Peon banks at First Community Credit Union. Holly has an account with her mother. Let's not get into that right now.
And I used to work there.
And she used to work at First Community Credit Union, which might explain why she's as nice as she is, because those people are very nice there.
They are.
And Dan is a First Community Credit Union member. So is Paul Warner, who hosts the yard sale on Saturday morning, which is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. So here's our invitation. We'd love for you to come and bank where we bank. That's it. It's an invitation. You can accept it. You can reject it. But if I were you, I'd look into it. It is a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more by just stopping in, getting some fresh popcorn and a popsicle, asking some questions, pick up some literature, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Tim Weiland is airborne right now, and he's checking traffic. Here's Tim. Tim.
Guys, I'm freaking out right now, if you don't mind. Well, Frank being a pilot, I guess I don't know if he ever did instruments, but we're in the middle of a cloud right now. I can't see anything. Freaking out.
I just guess.
They've cleared that accident, or they've at least moved it off to the right shoulder on eastbound 70 east of Lucas and Hunt. And traffic should be getting by in all lanes, but boy, you are backed up past the airport to near Lindbergh. Also, if you're coming in for baseball traffic, eastbound 6440, you are slowing 141 through Mason, and then you are heavy again. A couple little pockets between Clayton and Warson through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. Get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Caught by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mike Rowe here. So I'm at a Ford dealer talking with customers about how taking care of your car is kind of like taking care of yourself. And I ask, which is in better shape, you or your car? Hint, the answer has four wheels.
Let the experts keep your vehicle healthy at your Ford dealer. Get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Current rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AEC loans. Contact your credit union for details.
The St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with a Nestle Purina Radiothon, Thursday, August 22nd.
For more, go to KTRS.com.
And Holly's going to be back tomorrow. Can you come back tomorrow?
I absolutely can. Whether
you want her to or not, she's coming back. We'll, of course, be here. And the rest is up to you. Oh, by the way, one room left on our trip to Cabo San Lucas. I will talk about that tomorrow, if that room even still exists. It's all on our Facebook page, facebook.com/gameofthepm. 6 o'clock. See you.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
The last 7 months.